That's a great segue into Scotty McLaughlin, who we love here on The Breakfast Club, three-time supercar champion, who is experiencing different challenges on the weekend. Smacker, and his debut in the IndyCar series in Florida, and there's a lot to talk about on the back of it because there's been some big announcements around the weekend. Scotty, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you on the program as always. Now, there's been a bit of news in the last couple of days. Scotty, you're not coming back.
No, I know. I might have known that before I sort of spoken to you guys, but yeah, I sort of had to keep it under my hat a little bit. But no, so I'm not coming back. I'm currently in Indianapolis, having a test day over the next 2 days at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So basically the holy grail of motorsports. I'll be doing 380 kilometres an hour and having a lot of fun doing it.
Yes, we're desperately keen to talk to you about that. But just on the, I guess, the secret of you heading off and not coming back, how did you keep it a secret? And, like, have you essentially packed up your life and all that sort of thing? Or will you go over there for a period of time and then come back for a period of time? How are you going to sort it out?
Nah, everything's packed, everything's gone. So I'm completely out of there. So it's... Yeah, been a big few weeks preparing for Bathurst, plus doing all that sort of stuff, and
yeah.
Overall, we got it done in the end. But it's certainly it's one of those things. You sort of got to jump in the deep end. You've got to, you know, I'm not here to mess around. I said to Roger and everyone that if I ever got the chance to come over here, I'd put all my eggs in one basket and make sure that I'm ready to go and the commitment to them after the commitment they've given me.
So we knew when you were going to Bathurst that this was... We spoke to you a couple of weeks before Bathurst, in fact, Scotty, about the opportunity at IndyCar. Was that when the deal to drive full-time was done as well? Have you known for that long?
I've had a little bit of an idea, but the whole thing with the COVID thing has got out of control a little bit just because, we didn't quite know how... we were going to leave with the country and stuff like that with COVID and stuff. So, I had to be like really cautious with what we were doing travel plans wise. Obviously, it would have been easier to come home. But, unfortunately, that's sort of how it is. And you sort of just got to, bite the bullet and just get it done and move across. And that's what we've sort of done. So we're slowly getting set up over here and, getting an idea of where we're going to live. We're still sort of in a hotel and some bags at the moment, but we'll get it sorted out eventually.
Scotty, in terms of the IndyCar, though, am I right in saying that you hadn't really driven in that situation before? So, I mean, such a massive call to make given that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a new challenge. It's a new opportunity. It's something completely different to what I've done before, and I'm looking forward to sort of being a rookie again, which is going to be cool. It's one of those things where, jumping into the race on the weekend was a perfect warm-up for what I'm doing sort of next year. I'll go to that same track for round one of the 2021 season. So, it was a perfect opportunity for us to use. And although, probably didn't exactly go to plan fully, like finish the race and stuff, what I learned, it's just invaluable compared to what I would learn at a normal test day or something like that, where I'm not really around cars, I'm not whatever. I've got a little bit of a taste for it now, and I just can't wait for some more.
Well, you say it didn't quite go to plan. I mean, you did get through 47 laps. There's a crash at the end there. What was it like? What was the experience like? How different is it from the supercars?
It's completely different. The way that the guys race as well is very different. Trying to get your head around that and the proximity of the race car is a little bit smaller than the V8. So when you're at a street track, especially in the supercar, you sort of use your mirrors as a bit of a measuring guide, which is crazy. You sort of wipe your mirrors off, but it gives you an idea of how close you are to the walls, where all I've got on the side of my car is a set of wheels. Then when they come off, you're in trouble. So it's
bit of a
moment trying to get sorted for all that sort of stuff. But once I got an idea of where we were and was going on, and I slowly just got up to speed, and the practice was really good. And then, you know, when racing sort of turned around, there's a lot of things that I had to factor at a very short and fast pace. The stake at the end was just pure inexperience. I was just didn't know what the cold tyres were like and sort of locked the rear brakes. And you know, sometimes that happens to the best of them. There's a lot of people that crashed out, but, you know, hopefully I can learn and come back stronger next year.
So we spoke to you in the lead-up, Scotty. You had a couple of simulator sessions. You had a 90-minute practice session qualifying, which... you sort of lost one of those tyres, I think, which is a bad result for driving, they tell me. And then, of course, the race. You would have gone through a lot of adrenaline, I'm sure, in the build-up. Was it different, just in the preparation, about how you felt internally? Was it, even though you're an outstanding race car driver, it's obviously a different race car, did you feel different in preparation, just the way you felt inside?
Oh, it's the way the Americans build up a sporting event over here is very different to sort of how we do it. You know, there's a lot of things that go on, but you know, the American national anthem is a pretty full-on thing in the way that the fans sort of get around it, and it sort of gave me a bit of goosebumps knowing that was my sort of first race in America, you know, full time. So definitely before the start of the race, it was just a term of like, oh, well, this is it. Like, there's no sort of turning back now. Yeah. And then once I got in the car, I was pretty relaxed. I was pretty calm and ready to go. I was a little bit nervous, but knew, this is what I had to do. But when I was out of the car and the national anthem was going on, that's when it all started to hit that, you know, I was moving to the other side of the world, chasing a goal that, you know, I'm starting from the bottom again, you know. I'm not a big fish in a small pond anymore. I'm a little one in a massive pond. So, that hit pretty hard. And then once I sort of got over all that, I was all right.
So, Scotty, obviously you didn't finish, but is it a tick, your first weekend? Is it a cross? Is it somewhere in between?
No, it's a somewhere in between. I was pissed off I didn't finish that race. So I probably could have. There wasn't too much damage, but I just need to learn the protocols a bit more and, you know, when they get you restarted and if they do. Once I learn that, I'll be a lot better. But it was certainly a learning curve weekend. I learned all I needed to learn, and I think it really bodes me well for, you know, the start of next season for sure.
Now you're going to a very famous place, and you're going to be driving a car at a very, very famous racetrack in the next couple of days. Tell our listeners exactly what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm in Indianapolis right now, so I flew down with the team from Charlotte, North Carolina, to Indianapolis, Indiana, this morning on the plane, and we're gearing up for a two-day test. So basically I'm trying to get through my rookie testing over the next couple of days, just so they can check me off and I can do more testing in the future, potentially before the Indy 500 next year. When you're a rookie, you got to go through a huge process. It's kind of like getting your learners or getting your P's. You know, you got to do this so many hours at a certain speed and at a certain time. And, you know, tomorrow I've got to go through a rookie orientation. So it's weird to talk about it. I do 200 mile an hour. I got to do that for 10 laps. And 200 to 210 mile an hour. And then 210 to 220 mile an hour. And then 220 plus, basically, which is, you know, that's an average pace. So, you know, you're averaging, you know, over 340Ks, 350Ks. So it's going to be a wild couple of days.
So you've got to prove to them that you can drive fast.
Yeah, I just got to prove that I can handle it at that speed and I don't get speed blur or anything like that.
Well, don't do that.
That is amazing. And, Scotty, obviously one of your countrymen, Scott Dixon, he's just secured his sixth IndyCar Series title, which is amazing. He's creeping up on the all-time record. Do you, as a rookie, talk about as that rookie, you're learning so much. Do you lean on him? Is there someone else you're using as a mentor in that situation, or you just kind of have to feel your own way through?
Oh, I'm lucky I've got some really good teammates here. I've got three teammates that have, you know, are all champions of the sport, which I can lean on as well. Will Power, Joseph Newgard, and Simon Pagenaud. But Scott Dixon, it's hard for me. I'm sort of rocking a hard place because I'm a Kiwi, but he drives for our complete rival team. I sort of was not going for him, but I was sort of happy he won. So it was a bit of a weird sort of situation, but I sent him a text and we sort of spoke on the phone a little bit, and he gave me some feedback about the weekend and how I did. And it was, you know, it's really cool to have that sort of stuff. You know, a guy that I've looked up to for many years and still do, and to still be in his era of the sport and be able to race against him next year is going to be really cool for me. And he certainly won't give me too many secrets, because at the end of the day, we're competitors. But, you know, yeah. I think he'll let me understand IndyCar and how it goes.
Well, I need you at the best. And I don't know how you're going to do that without Chase, without the dog. What's happened with the dog, Scotty?
Yeah, the dog's a very important part of my life. He's human, and he's flying over first class to America right now. So, yeah.
Right,
up
okay.
Up the front of the plane.
Dog first class. Dog first class.
Well, nothing can happen well without Chase on board. So that's good news. That is pleasing to hear. It's funny, what, Scotty, we were watching Monday morning the race. Joey, our producer, who you well know, shared the screen just as you crashed. It was most unfortunate for us. We were going to cheer you home in the last 50 laps or so, and then as we got to the screen, you got to the corner and you're out of the race. So we're blaming Joey for the entire situation for you on the weekend.
Pretty standard of Joey. He's always the bearer of good news. So, no, absolutely. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate that.
Hey, mate, it's great news. Very exciting for you, but for Motorsport in Australia to have someone who's dominated the local scene go on and hopefully dominate the international scene as well through the IndyCar Series. Good luck to you, buddy. We'll look forward to chatting through the journey as well, and get Chase there safely.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys. Cheers.